There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Welcome to College Football Live, presented by Mazda.
We are live outside of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They say it just means more. Well, the SEC championship game means more to one team, particularly Georgia, looking to find a way into the college football playoffs. We are here getting ready for all the action on College Football Live.
So you mean it doesn't matter to LSU?
Well, we'll get into that. There's a whole show to do here. Look at that. Jason Fitz, David Pollack, Desmond Howard. Gentlemen, we are hanging out here. It is championship weekend. We got a bunch of games going on. And yes, I will say it means more right now to Georgia. There's a lot of games you don't want to leave your couch for. Let's just be honest. As we take a look at it, starting tonight at 8 Eastern, number 5 Utah takes on number 13 Oregon for the Pac-12 championship. With the win, Utah's playoff chances jump up to 26%. And this brings the great question as we're trying to figure out what the number 4 team in the country could end up looking like. When you look at tonight's game, Desmond Howard, what do you need to see from Utah tonight?
A win. You know what I mean? No, realistically,
like
because people
like
act
that.
Like at this point in the season, you're going to reinvent yourself. Like you're going to be something that you're not. We know who Utah is as a team. They are a really physical ball club. They love to run the ball with Zach Moss. They have a really efficient quarterback in Tyler Huntley. Only 2 interceptions on the season, completing 75% of his passes. I think all we need to see them do is play great football like they have been all season. And don't forget, they're going up against a very, very good Oregon Ducks defense too, David.
Yeah, and I think we get caught up in we want to see style points late in the season. And you know, listen, I don't think that would hurt Utah. I think it'd be good to be able to make a statement and solidify yourself. And hopefully if it comes down to OU and Baylor and you, and you're like,
right.
I mean, we just, but the weather will be an issue, by the way.
Absolutely.
Supposed to be super windy, supposed to be kind of chilly. So, I mean,
yeah.
How much does that affect the game? But Utah, the reason you say that too is they've been so dominant. They don't have a lot of great wins, but they've been winning by 30 points a game.
Yeah.
And that's been the level of dominance we've seen from them. Yep. It's a different breed. This is Oregon. Oregon's a better football team.
Exactly.
Well, let's also acknowledge though, this is the weekend where the committee comes together and they watch football together. So they're watching this game as a group. I think that's why the general consensus is style points do matter, right?
Because but they average like 35 points a game as an offense. Like they don't need to go out there and put up 45 for me to be impressed with them. I just, you know, because they are who they are at this point. So if the committee needs to sit there as a group and say, hey, oh, wow, now look at them now like they're different than what we've seen throughout the season, so now we can rank them higher. I don't even think that's fair to Utah as a team.
I think you could probably look at this and go, hey, Utah's defenses look great and dominant, but they played a good quarterback and they struggled. You know, maybe that's an avenue where you could say that, but I'm very curious to watch the tempo of Oregon, the running ability of Herbert. Utah's big, bro. They're not built like teams nowadays.
They got a real good defense, too.
Yeah. They got adults up front, like
absolutely.
330,
oh,
320. Like, you
Utah.
Got some men that if you get them tired, maybe you got a chance to wear them out, and maybe they can see the defense with some cracks.
Well, and to that extent, I think a lot of people tonight are going to find out how good Utah is. Fifth-ranked Utah looking to keep their playoff hopes alive when they take on number 13 Oregon tonight in the 9th annual Pac-12 championship game. You can check it out, 8 Eastern on ESPN. In the ESPN app. Going to be a heck of a game. In the meantime, ExxonMobil Unexpected Energy has us looking at Oklahoma's huge comeback win on November 16th versus Baylor. Jalen Hurts and the Sooners came back from a 28-3 deficit. They beat the Bears 34-31, giving them their first and only loss of the season. These two teams are meeting in a rematch tomorrow in the Big 12 championship game. So, when you take a look at this, Desmond, what can Oklahoma take away from their first meeting that can help them in the second?
Oh, man, that's very easy. Do not turn the ball over. Don't forget, that in that game, they had like 3 turnovers. Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball twice. One time while he was going into the end zone, talking about points off the board, and he threw an inexplicable interception. Had you thinking, what the hell was he looking at? What was he thinking? So if they don't turn the ball over, don't forget, once he eliminated the turnovers and they started to get that offense in rhythm, oh, man, it was lights out for the Sooners offense, and it was hell for the Bears defense. I think, first and foremost, I'm thinking Let's not turn the ball over.
And if you watch that game defensively, Oklahoma was like, okay, we're going to bring pressure. We're going to play tight in the back end with our corners. They got dusted up a little bit, and they're like, okay, we're going to back off. We're going to give you a little cushion. Baylor really didn't have an answer for that. Baylor better have an answer for that. But the defense for Oklahoma started off atrocious, got on the ball back. The time of possession was stupid in that game. It was 41-19. I mean, Baylor just absolutely wore out. So it'll be interesting to watch to see if Oklahoma can get the passing game going earlier. They got the running game going. They just couldn't get the passing game.
So let me take the other side of this for a second, because if you're Baylor, you're looking at a team. We're one half away from right now. We'd be squarely the number four team in the country. They're one half away from being undefeated. Baylor can take away from this and say, hey, we have an advantage now because we saw this?
Well, I think Baylor has to know now what Oklahoma's going to do to them defensively and have to be willing to say, I'm going to continue to run our quarterback, because you saw him have a lot of success. I think Baylor, if I'm Baylor too, I hang on to the football a little bit more. Yeah. Baylor went tempo, scored really quickly. Got a turnover, scored really quickly. Kept putting their defense out there time and time again. If I'm Baylor, I'll be like, all right, let's slow this down. Let's muck this up. I got a great defensive line. I make them earn it. I don't give up big plays.
From a confidence standpoint, you would think that Baylor is thinking, hey, we can play with this team. Yeah, we can play with this team. We had this game in Waco. We're going to go out here now and just put together now four quarters as opposed to two.
Well, this might end up being the most compelling championship game of the weekend. Going to be a heck of a game. In the meantime, on Saturday at 4 Eastern, the SEC championship game pits the conference's top defense.
It's only important for
against
LSU,
the
though.
Top offense.
It's only important for Georgia.
Georgia's defense allows only 9.3 points per game, while LSU scoring 47.3 points a game. Something has to give. So, who has the edge, Pollock, in the SEC championship game? LSU's offense or Georgia's defense?
What wins championships?
They say defense.
No.
They say defense.
That's what they used to say. I'm a defensive guy, by the way. So defense used to win championships. Mm. Defenses don't win championships anymore. Offenses win championships. Mm-hmm. I think LSU's offense has the advantage against Georgia's defense.
Ooh-wee. I tell you what, this is going to be a challenge for Joe Burrow in this offense, because this is definitely the best defense they faced all year long. On the back end, they have some great safeties in Reed and LeCount. They love to get after the quarterback, and they don't have any superstars. So that's why I learned about this defense as I started to study film. Like, they don't have any guys out there. You say, we got to control him. They do it as a unit and as a team. They create turnovers. I like the Bulldogs defense a lot. The problem for me is, the offense is going to have to sustain drives to keep the defense off the field.
And how do they do that? Because this offense for Georgia has looked just putrid at times. So how do they sustain drives to keep
Jason,
the guys
I tell you what, that's my biggest concern. Look, Lawrence Cage, you hurt his ankle in practice 2 weeks ago. He's gone. He's not available. And then you had the freshman, George Pickens. He gets into a fight.
Yeah. Hold up.
And now he's out for the first half. And then you got DeAndre Swift, got banged up a little bit. They say he practiced this week, but we don't know, you know, how healthy he is coming to this game. So I have absolutely no idea, at least from the first half, how they're going to sustain drives and generate some offense.
By the way, if Georgia fans have been watching this offense, they feel the same way, bro. They can give you all the mush they want and make up all you want. Yeah. The offense ain't look good. And you know what? They've got to find a way to be a little more creative, to get the screen game going. Yeah. They got to get DeAndre Swift going. And let's be honest, Jake Fromm's got to play better. He hasn't played great. You can put all you want about these five-star receivers aren't getting open. There's a lot of five-star receivers that are getting open, and there's a lot of misses.
Exactly.
Okay, so he's got to play. Last year, don't forget in this building in the first half what he did in Alabama. He was on fire, and he's going to have to come out and play better.
Yeah, my concern for Georgia is going to be by the time they get the second half and they get those assets back, they're in such a hole their offense can't dig them out.
Might not be important at that point.
Well, we'll get into what's important. There's a lot, but you can't give it all away in the beginning. Coming up next, though, on College Football Live, two of the best running backs in the nation meeting Indy in the Big Ten Championship. So, which one will be the bigger difference maker? We'll take a look at the Big Ten Championship game and what the impact will be next.
College Football Live is presented by Mazda. Feel alive.
It's V-Week on ESPN as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer.
You're watching College Football Live, presented by Mazda.
The This upcoming Tuesday, the National Football Foundation and College Football Hall of Fame will be inducting their 2019 class into the College Football Hall of Fame. Included in this class are Vince Young and Jake Plummer. Also being inducted as an honorary member is the Goodyear Blimp. Speaking of the Goodyear Blimp, for our blimp-worthy players, we head to the Big Ten Championship game where it's a battle of the top two rushers in the conference. Ohio State's J.K. Dobbins has over 1,600 yards and 19 touchdowns, while Wisconsin's Jonathan Taylor just keeps crushing it like always, 1,700 yards and 20 touchdowns. So, gentlemen, let's take a look at the Big Ten Championship game. Desmond Howard,
yes,
which
sir.
Running back do you think will have a bigger impact in this game when you look at these two stars?
A bigger impact? That's tough. I mean, because you have two elite running backs. I'm just not talking about in the Big Ten. I'm talking about in the country. I think Jonathan Taylor really surprised me last week. We were in Minnesota and watched this kid play. He was phenomenal. Obviously, J.K. Dobbins is having a monster season. I think it's going to have to be Jonathan Taylor. If Wisconsin's going to win this game, don't forget the last time they played Ohio State, he had less than 55 yards rushing. I mean, that's unheard of from a player with his talent. So I think he's going to come out here with something to prove. Not only Jonathan Taylor, but that offensive line. They want to make a statement. So I think JT may have the biggest impact.
I will give you that JT is more talented and probably a better back.
And much faster.
But I give you Justin Fields in a better offense, which allows J.K. Dobbins to look much more better, okay? They're going to look.
More better.
He's going to look more better because he's got more help around him. It's interesting watching J.K. Dobbins the last couple weeks. Michigan game, game before that, Penn State, two biggest challenges, two biggest games, over 30 carries per game. When they know that it's go time,
absolutely.
Ohio State's going to be like, eat big fella. So I think, and you got Justin Fields a little bit dinged up too with the knee and the knee brace. Yeah. J.K. Dobbins is going to get a lot of carries, and he's going to have a lot more help than Mr. Taylor.
Well, and to that point, it feels like the best way for Jonathan Taylor to have an impact is for the game to stay close. And I don't know necessarily how I see this game staying close. So that's got to be the issue here. Wisconsin can't get any running game going. They're not going to be able to keep trying to run the ball.
They threw it well last week. I was pretty impressed, actually, in those conditions.
Very well in those conditions.
I was very surprised with Jack Cohen and his ability. And he's going to have to do it again, man. You got to keep... If Jonathan Taylor ran against boxes like J.K. Dobbins, he would have a field day. But you got 75 people in the box. Jonathan Taylor's got to swat off four people before he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
No, you're absolutely right. And I was surprised the way Wisconsin threw the ball and caught the ball as a team in those conditions in Minnesota. I think Cephas had a monster game. And so they're going to have to definitely throw the ball to beat Ohio State. But Jonathan Taylor is going to have more than 55 yards on the ground or they're done.
Well, speaking of might be done, I mean, the ACC has been done as a conference all year, but we do have an ACC championship game tomorrow. We have the ACC championship game between number 23 Virginia and number 3 Clemson. That's 7:30 Eastern on ABC. It's Virginia's first ever appearance in the conference title game, while Clemson has won the last four. Vegas expecting a blowout. The Tigers are a 4-touchdown favorite in this game. So this becomes the question. David Pollack, what's
four
the biggest weakness?
Championship game.
I mean, that shows you the
four
ACC.
4-touchdown favorite.
Yeah. So what's the weakness for Clemson?
You know, it's besides schedule. I mean,
there you go.
You watch Clemson. I tell you what, I would love to watch this defensive front seven against a really athletic team and a team that could run the ball, a team that has and can throw and have some balance. I would love to see it. I think it's their best secondary they've had in a number of years. But the front seven, I'd love to see. They lost all those guys a year ago, Des, and they're putting up good numbers.
Yeah, no doubt.
But they play a bunch of bad teams. So I don't really know how good they are yet.
Yeah, I think when you look at Clemson, as great as they are as a team, they're not battle tested. I mean, the UNC game, really, I know it was a close game. They should have lost, but would you consider them being battle tested going against UNC? No. So I think the UVA is going to come out here and try to punch them in the mouth. Bronco Mendenhall is going to come out with a very physical attitude, physical mentality. We have nothing to lose. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at Trevor Lawrence and that offense.
They better throw the whole kitchen, cuz. you better find more than that sink.
And we've seen Trevor Lawrence throw multiple interceptions in multiple games before. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try to pressure him and he throws a couple to the other team.
So let's have a reasonable conversation here about this schedule, because it is such – I'm just trying to say,
without
being hot takes.
Okay.
Being hot take, there is just a reality they haven't played anybody. Yeah. Not their fault, it's the way the schedule went, they haven't played anybody.
No
so,
doubt.
Desmond, if they lose this game somehow in a shocker, are they still a lock to make the college football playoff?
Absolutely not. No, sir. If you tell me that they've had a very weak schedule because the ACC is just a weak conference this season, and they played a team that had a pulse, and they didn't respond accordingly, and they lose that game. That was the only game that they experienced some resistance, any sort of challenge, and they lost that game. There's no way they should go from 3-4 and stay in the college football playoff. They got to get they're out.
David,
I don't think they're out. I still think that I don't disagree with anything Desmond just said. I just think that the committee would then have to start looking at other people and go, are they better? Are they better? And I think the committee would be like, no, I don't think so. I still think that team's better. Because Clemson has been, I mean, they have been really, really dominant. But
yeah,
what Des says is true. They haven't played a bunch of people that could even – Clemson's had the ability to play their C game all year long.
Exactly.
They could play their C game and still win. And nobody else has been afforded that opportunity. But when they play their A game, they're better than everybody else in college football, maybe minus one or two teams.
This is what makes the playoff situation so difficult for the committee because, yes, there's best and there's also best of the most deserving. And there's no real clear line. I mean, if Mike Tyson in his prime steps in the ring with me and keeps beating me up, you still know he's great. Like, that's all they're doing. They're just beating up on bad. Sunday, we'll have the exclusive reveal
really good,
of the college football playoff semifinal matchups in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. Recently, the guys will also unveil the New Year's 6 bowl games and have the final top 25 rankings in a 4-hour mega special. It all starts at noon Eastern on ESPN and the app. Also, up next on College Football Live, we've got some playoff chaos scenario. David and Des will tell you who's in based on this weekend's results. We'll get a little fun after this.
College Football Live is presented by Mazda. Feel alive. And in part by Pizza Hut. Official pizza of college football. Order now at pizzahut.com. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Coming up tomorrow, inside College Game Day, Gene Wojciechowski sits down with Ohio State's Chase Young, offers advice for anyone who has to block him. Good luck with that. And Heisman frontrunner Joe Burrow reflects on what it was like to beat Bama. Tom Rinaldi has that one. Plus, Kirk Herbstreit goes one-on-one with Tua, who assesses the risk-reward of declaring for the NFL draft. You can say anything when you wear those pants, if you ask me.
Nick Saban's office, huh?
All that and more tomorrow at 9 Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app. It's College Football Live. It's raining in Atlanta, but you cannot rain on my desire to host a game show. So we are finally going to get that to happen here. I'm going to lay out a chaotic situation from the course of the weekend. Then you guys are going to tell me who makes it in as the top four. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Desmond, you can go first. Let me give you scenario number one.
Yes, sir.
Ohio State wins the Big Ten championship.
Okay.
LSU loses the SEC championship.
Okay.
Clemson loses in an epic upset in the ACC championship. Utah wins tonight for the Pac-12. And Oklahoma wins the Big 12 championship.
Wow.
Who do you have as your four?
Okay.
Ohio State stays at number one.
All right.
Okay.
LSU took an L. I put them at number four.
Ooh, all the way down to number four. Okay.
Yeah, with the two to number four because Georgia won. So you got to put Georgia up here, right? Georgia beat LSU. So you got to put them above LSU. They got the head-to-head. And I think because Utah won, I put them at number two.
Ooh. Utah goes all the way up to number two.
Yeah.
I go Ohio State one. Obviously, that makes a ton of sense.
You like Clemson still, huh?
I will go Georgia two now.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
I will go Clemson three.
Oh.
And LSU four because I don't want a rematch of Georgia and LSU in the first round.
I got you.
So I would keep it.
And this doesn't
like
so two or three doesn't make a difference because they're going to play each other anyway.
It doesn't
make a difference.
But Pollock, you're not putting Utah in. Utah doesn't make it in this magical scenario.
Yeah, he keeps Clemson.
If Georgia wins, I don't. I think so Utah. No way anybody else gets in.
Clemson's at number three, and they lose, and they stay at number three.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, take him off the board while you do that. I'll give you scenario number two.
Yes, sir. We
break
gentle.
It down.
Oh, it's
be
on.
Gentle there. Yeah, okay. Gentle. In scenario number two. Ohio State loses to Wisconsin for the Big Ten championship.
Okay.
LSU wins the SEC championship against Georgia. Clemson wins the ACC championship. Utah loses the Pac-12 championship to Oregon. And Oklahoma loses the Big 12 championship.
Okay, so I think I'm going to put Ohio State because they lost at number three. Okay, and you said that LSU?
LSU wins the SEC championship.
All right, so.
You're going to take them up to number one?
Number one.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Good with that.
Yep.
We know that's easy. That's easy.
Now,
Ohio State's
What are you doing with Clemson at this point? Clemson won the ACC
Clemson
championship.
Clemson goes to number two for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm with that
too. All right. And then what's the other one?
Okay, so Utah lost and Oklahoma also lost.
Where's Baylor? For Baylor.
Woo! Baylor making it in, getting some love from Matt Rhule.
Give Baylor some
boom,
love.
Boom, boom, boom.
There we go.
Boom.
You guys agree
like,
across
yes,
the
sir.
Board. Okay, so in the scenario, Baylor can jump everybody and still get into the playoff.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay.
In that scenario, yes.
Okay.
Good with that.
Oh, we've got another one. I'm going to give you another scenario while you guys clear off the board, okay?
We got one more, so let's.
A lot of school here. A lot of school.
It's about to break up here.
The third scenario.
Yeah.
Ohio State loses the Big Ten championship, okay?
Okay.
They're done. LSU wins the SEC championship.
Okay.
They stay at number one.
Clemson loses the ACC championship. Again, the epic upset. Epic upset.
Okay.
Utah wins the Pac-12. Oklahoma loses the Big 12.
Ohio State goes to number two for me.
Okay.
So they lost to Wisconsin. They only fall down one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Utah goes to number three for me.
Now, Clemson lost the ACC championship.
Yep.
Pollock, you still have them in at three.
Yep.
And you're putting in Baylor because they beat Oklahoma. Too. Okay, you guys are both putting Baylor in. So the difference here is
you'll keep Clemson Utah three, won.
Yeah, Utah won.
Okay, well, that Utah won, then I would change that. I would put Utah here.
Okay, so you're putting Utah in if they in that situation. Is
correct.
That a statement about Utah or a statement about Baylor?
I think it's a statement. I just think Utah is going to do it. Yeah, I think Utah's going to be in there.
Put Utah right there.
Yeah, Utah.
Get your Utah right there. Right.
Well, okay. So as you look at that, so Utah basically for Utah they somewhat to you guys control their own destiny if they win.
No.
Well,
if Georgia loses,
exactly.
Now we have a conversation.
If Georgia loses,
I feel like
exactly.
If Georgia wins, I feel like you're going to see the same four.
No doubt. Exactly.
Well,
it's the same.
This is. Do either of you think Georgia is going to win?
Tune in tomorrow.
Oh, look at that.
Game day.
I couldn't get it out of him. I tried to get it out of him. Look, it's going to be a huge weekend, and we'll see what the committee thinks. Obviously, remember, Sunday, you can find out all of the action.
Yeah.
Reese and the guys will break it down, everything that you needed to know.
So there won't be a nice little
college football. Cast of thousands on Sunday. Cast of thousands.
It won't look this pretty, Pollock. It won't look this pretty. Thanks for hanging out with us today.